I'm still traumatized by what happened to me that night. Even after all this time, I still haven't gotten over it. Now since the viral Haktua girl is all over the internet, it's all coming back to me again. It all happened years ago. I was at a bar getting trashed one night with my friends. I would usually end up there every weekend, as the bar wasn't too far from my apartment. It was just a short 5-minute bus ride to get there, so I never had to worry about driving back home after drinking. That night, I had met a couple of my friends there in the early evening, and we had immediately gotten shit-faced. That's pretty much what we always did back then. After we were good and trashed, we would prowl around the bar and try to hit on girls. I wasn't having much luck that night though. I got curved by dozens of girls and couldn't seem to catch a break with any of them, as I was too shit-faced. I had drank so much that I was wobbly and falling all over the place. Plus, I kept spilling drinks and slurring my words any time that I went up to a girl. It just wasn't my night. After a night of rejection, I ended up sulking at the bar by myself. I alluded my striking out to the fact that I was so wobbly and trashed out of my mind. But it didn't help that my friends were all able to get dances with girls that night. They even got a few numbers. So, I sat at the bar and got more trashed while my friends kept hitting on girls. It ended up getting crazy late. Finally, I decided that I didn't want to sit there and watch my friends get so lucky, so I got up to leave. I was already completely hammered anyway. When I got outside, I headed over to the bus stop to wait. It was completely dead over there since no one ever took the bus. Most people took Ubers home and waited outside closer to the bar, but I always preferred the bus because it was way cheaper. By that time, most people were already heading home anyway as it was so late. So, I sat by myself and waited for the bus to arrive. After I had been there for a while, the hottest girl suddenly walked over and sat next to me at the bus stop. She looked like the Haktua girl. I was surprised that someone else would be taking the bus so late, especially a girl as hot as this one. I considered trying to talk to her, but after the night that I'd had, I didn't want to get curved again. I didn't think there was any way a girl that hot was going to have anything to do with me, especially with how wasted I was. So, I continued to sit there, not saying anything. It felt super awkward to just sit there in silence. I finally just wished that the bus would come so that I could leave. Then, suddenly, the girl started talking to me.
Rough night?
I was totally shocked that she had said anything, and I was still too shit-faced to think of anything to say.
Yeah, kinda.
I figured at that point that I had completely blown it, but to my surprise, she kept talking.
You look like you enjoy rough nights.
Oh, yeah, I guess my ex would say that.
I still didn't know why the girl was talking to me. After being rejected by so many girls that night, it just didn't make any sense. But as we sat there waiting for the bus, we kept chatting. She was super nice to talk to, and unexpectedly flirty. I started feeling like I might have a chance with her. She kept laughing at everything I said, and she actually seemed interested in me. I still didn't want to say anything to blow it, though. We continued to talk about random stuff for several more minutes.
Man, is this bus ever going to get here? We've been waiting forever.
Well, since we have the time, maybe we can make the most of it.
For a second, I thought I had just imagined it, but there was no mistaking what she had just said. After getting over my shock, I told her that I was down. We both got up and headed over to a nearby alleyway. As I walked back to the bus stop with the girl, something just didn't sit right. I couldn't quite tell what it was, but something just seemed off. The two of us sat back down at the bus stop and continued to wait. I didn't know if it was the drinks, something I ate, or maybe the Haktua. I just didn't feel right. We both continued to sit at the bus stop, but by that point, all I wanted to do was go home. Then the woman put her hand on my shoulder.
Are you okay?
It was a guy's voice. I immediately freaked out as I realized the harsh, sobering reality of what had just happened. I just couldn't believe it. That person kept asking me if I was alright. The voice kept rattling around in my head. That's when I just couldn't take it anymore. So I pulled out a knife and charged at her screaming. I eventually ran home and hid from the police. I did my best to forget about what happened, but the cops eventually arrested me in my apartment. They were able to use surveillance footage and a nearby witness to track me down. I didn't resist when they came. Now I'm traumatized by the Haktua girl as she reminds me of my deadly night. This story was inspired by a horrifying incident regarding a 25-year-old man. who has been charged with taking out a woman after she apparently made him feel suspicious after being intimate. Haktua Damarian Kalen Bible from Minneapolis was charged with second-degree murder after the deadly incident near Lake Street in the early hours of November 29th. After initially denying taking out 38-year-old Savannah Ryan Williams, he allegedly later confessed to the crime after investigators showed him surveillance footage they had gathered. Bible reportedly met Williams in a bus shelter, who asked him if he was interested in, and after it was finished, his weariness lingered. Subsequently, he took the woman out after claiming he had to do it. Investigators found firearm residue in the hood of Williams' sweatshirt. It is currently unknown why Bible felt so suspicious during the act. Witnesses told cops that they heard a loud bang at approximately 5:45 a.m. and spotted a man leaving the scene. Bible's identity was confirmed by the apartment management after police reportedly provided a photograph of the individual. The man was arrested, and during a phone call with his father, he allegedly admitted that he quote-unquote took someone out. According to police, he reportedly added that he knew he wasn't God, but he had to do it. Bible now faces up to 40 years in prison. In all my years, this has been the most disturbing thing that has ever happened to me. Recently, I've been constantly reminded of it by that vulgar Haktua girl that went viral. I always thought I would be the kind of person that would want to keep up with what the younger generations were doing, but this has made me rethink that decision. I'm an older man, and at the time this happened to me, I was 65 and recently retired. My wife had passed away years prior, and suddenly, with no work to distract me, I felt the grief and loneliness of her absence all over again. I didn't have any kids to take care of either, because they had all grown up long ago and had moved out. After trying and failing to pick up a few hobbies, I finally realized the only thing that was going to help me was not to be alone anymore. I got on one of those dating apps meant for old people and went on a few dates. Eventually, I met the woman who would become my girlfriend, and she moved in after a few more dates. Neither of us were very outgoing people, so staying home most days was quite all right with us. We would just enjoy each other's company. Aside from eating and cleaning, pretty much all we did during the day was watch TV. We watched a lot of things, from the old-fashioned VHS tapes, CDs, cable, and then to what everyone watches nowadays, Netflix. We were also both in touch enough to understand what it meant to Netflix and chill. In fact, most of what we did together would be considered Netflix and chilling. The problem was how seriously my girlfriend took the chill part. I didn't expect her to want to be so active in the physical aspect of our relationship. I let her move in because I was desperate for company, but she, on the other hand, was desperate for something else too. Her libido was insane compared to mine. I wasn't even physically capable of going through with it. My heart could handle it, but the key parts of my body involved in making it happen just weren't up for it. My girlfriend tried to engage in acts with me on so many nights since she was the one with the higher libido. Invariably, she would get frustrated and lash out at me.
Are you serious? I've been at it for 15 minutes and nothing?
I'm sorry, I'm trying, but I just can't do it.
Is it because you're still hung up on your old wife? Or is it because I took off my dentures?
No, it's nothing like that,
Oh, come on, you wrinkly sack of shit! They make pills for this, you know!
But I never thought I'd need those!
Newsflash, you need it! Now go to the doctor tomorrow! What a waste of some gummy Haktua! I'm going to bed now!
That's when my girlfriend headed to the bedroom, as I usually slept on the couch. This was how many of our nights ended. I kept putting it off, but I knew that I had no choice unless I wanted to be alone again. One morning, I went to my doctor and asked him for those happy pills. It didn't take many questions for him to believe a prescription was completely warranted. That afternoon, I went home and settled in, doing the usual dinner, TV, the same old. And then when nighttime came around, it was time for some Netflix and chill. When I saw my girlfriend settling down on the couch, I grabbed the bottle and discreetly took one of the pills. I then sat down next to her and we watched a few shows. About 20 minutes later, I started to feel the effects so strongly that even my girlfriend could tell something unusual was going on. A few minutes later, she made her usual suggestion, and I gave my usual answer, but this time with much more confidence. What happened next must have been so amazing for me that I blacked out for several minutes. The last thing I remember was blacking out to a Netflix show and her saying, "Haktua," like the viral meme girl. When I came to, my girlfriend was on the floor. Her face was blue, and her eyes were rolled into the back of her head. I rushed down to help her, but she couldn't respond to anything I said. I immediately called 911 and tried to keep her alive with CPR until help arrived. But by the time it did, she was gone. When the police looked into her death, the cause was never determined. It could have been a heart attack, or a stroke caused by the stress of temporary asphyxiation, or she could have just completely choked to death because of me. No matter what they say, I will always feel responsible. I was charged with involuntary manslaughter, but was able to miraculously beat the case. I have since lived a lonelier life than ever. It's been years since that day. I almost thought I was about to take the first step towards moving on. But then I saw that woman go viral for making a sound so distinctly burned into my memory. Haktua! This story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a 65-year-old man named Richard Henry Patterson, the Margate man who initially claimed his girlfriend choked to death while being intimate. The man was found not guilty of second-degree murder. The verdict was announced just under 5 hours after the jury began its deliberations. Patterson faced a maximum of life in prison if convicted for the accidental slaying of a 60-year-old woman named Francisca Martinez, whose decomposing body was found in her condo. Allegedly, Patterson reached out for help from a defense lawyer without calling police. After the verdict was read, family members of the victim sat in unconcealed frustration. "This is not justice," one family member called out. Martinez's son declined to comment as he left the courtroom. While the medical evidence does not entirely exclude strangling, Patterson's lawyer said the testimony of the prosecution's medical expert agreed with his own, and that strangling was not likely. But other possibilities could also not be ruled out. Martinez could have had a heart attack or a stroke, he said. "This is one of the most bizarre and disturbing cases which takes the whole Haktua meme to another level."
Ever since this recent video of that Haktua girl went viral, I'm reminded of what happened to me a few years ago. She looked almost identical to this girl I once knew. I was driving home after visiting some relatives. It was late and the road was dark as hell. I drove to the nearest gas station to fill up on some gas before heading home. To my surprise, I saw a young woman walking out of the gas station alone. She looked cold and lost, so I pulled over and asked if she needed a ride.
"Hey, you alright?"
"Oh, I'm fine, thanks."
"A girl like you shouldn't be alone on a road like this at night. Just let me help you out. There's a lot of scumbags around here. It's not safe." I could tell she was hesitant, but I pressed further. She eventually caved and hopped in the passenger side. For the first few miles, our destinations were in the same direction. During that time, I tried to diffuse the tension by asking her why she was stranded on the side of the road. She didn't say much except that she was at a friend's house and just decided to head home on her own. After a few minutes, we passed by a gas station at the junction which led to her house. She noticed that I missed the turn and started to get confused. I kept driving toward my house in the outskirts, as if on autopilot, but she started freaking out.
"Hey, I think you passed my house." "Hello? My house is the other way! Answer me now!"
"Be quiet!"
At that precise moment, she finally realized what was happening and started to panic even more. That's when I pulled out a knife and held it up next to her. The woman then simmered down and went completely silent. I could visibly see the woman shitting bricks when we finally got to my house. I drove into the garage and parked. I then unbuckled my seatbelt and grabbed a hold of the woman as she kicked and screamed like a little baby. I then yanked her out of the car and pulled her out, carrying her over my shoulder into the house. I then threw her in the basement, where there was no chance in hell she would escape. The basement was a soundproof barren of concrete block except for a few basic amenities I'd prepared for such an occasion. I didn't chain her up, though. I just kept her in there and out-wrestled her whenever I needed something. For a few euphoric evenings, I had it my way. She was always resistant, but a few genuine threats always made things easier. Then, one night, when I went down to check on her, she seemed different. Oh, poor little thing. Don't be sad. You know I'm gonna let you free someday, right? Just not today. I'm sorry I had to do this to you. I really am. It's just been way too hard to get a girl to stay with me. So I had to steal the company of a girl like you from the world. Just for a little while. Look, it's not all that. I can provide for you. I'll keep you safe. I just want one little thing from you. Whoa, take it easy. Don't make me hurt you. I don't want to, but I will.
You're not gonna hurt me, because you know what I want.
Oh, really? And what's that?
The same thing that makes all men go crazy.
Ha! Do!
The one thing we haven't done yet. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, if you say so. But, could you just tone it down a little? With all the creepy stuff you're doing, it's kind of taking me out of it.
Don't worry. It's all a part of the fun.
Okay, then. Here we go.
She left me there in a pool of my own blood, grasping for my manhood in agony. But it wasn't there anymore. It was on the ground. She tricked me into letting my guard down. I should have known she was up to something. Afterwards, she managed to escape from the house, then ran down the road wailing like a banshee, banging on people's doors in complete hysterics, until she eventually barged into the local Waffle House. There, the staff called the police. Hours later, I was arrested on the verge of bleeding out. At the hospital, I tried to reattach what that monster of a woman had bitten off. Because of how jagged the wound was, there was nothing they could do. Now, I've got nothing left there but a stump with a hole in it. The salt in the wound is. I get to hear the sound I heard right before I lost it all the time. Haktua.
The story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a kidnapped woman who reportedly bit off an attacker's private part after being held captive at knife point. The victim fought off a 61-year-old man named Dennis Slayton, who then fled into the street and covered in blood. Slayton was a registered offender with multiple previous convictions, and was later charged with first-degree criminal conduct and kidnapping. He allegedly abducted the woman in the city of Greenville after stopping at a patrol station to give her a lift. Instead of dropping the woman off at the street she requested, he threatened her with a knife and took her to his home. After forcing the woman into his house, the victim eventually fought off Slayton, severing his you-know-what, and used his knife as self-defense before fleeing his house. Jacqueline Fair, who lives across the road from Slayton, said the woman he allegedly attacked had banged desperately on her front door on the night of the alleged kidnapping. However, Jacqueline was too scared to open the door. Police said the woman had continued running down the road, knocking on doors before reaching a Waffle House half a mile away, where staff gave her clothes and called 911. Slayton was found at home covered in blood, taken to a hospital where he underwent surgery, and then later was arrested and charged. He has since been released on bail.